Northern Hemisphere UHECR data further supports CMBR photons with weak U1 component, by Daniel Piasecki. I further test the theory that the cosmic background radiation CBR is made of photons with a weak U1 component. Tipler, 2005, has previously argued that the consistency of the standard model SM with the second law of thermodynamics requires the early universe CBR to be composed mainly of an SU2 gauge field. The U1 field would be suppressed. One of the consequences of this approach is that the ultra-high-energy cosmic rays UHECR would be able to propagate much further than conventionally accepted, as an SU2 dominant CBR would be largely unable to couple with right-handed fermions. I test if this novel theory solves the problem of UHECR origin by finding suitable candidates up to a redshift Z equals 0.1 within 3 degrees of the arrival direction. Utilizing the Fly's Eye Northern Hemisphere UHECR data, I identified candidates with 80% success for the Northern Sky UHECR, 98.7% if certain celestial objects which are likely to be active galactic nuclei are absolutely identified as such. This is parsimonious with the CBR theory, which has other important implications for the standard model, early universe cosmology, and the origin of matter and antimatter. This builds off of Tipler and Piasecki, 2018, where we have reviewed UHECR data from the Southern Hemisphere to get a 86% success identification rate. We predict that the remaining UHECR not paired with a potential source will have sources identified upon closer telescopic investigations of these regions. Other recent experiments further suggest an SU2 dominant composition of the CBR photons. The problem of UHECR origin may be solved. This was Northern Hemisphere UHECR data further supports CMBR photons with weak U1 component, by Daniel Piasecki.